The cane, a bamboo flute indigenous to the Hmong people of Southeast Asia, is more than a musical instrument. It's the center of cultural and religious ceremonies. But for immigrants in Alaska, the knowledge of how to play the instrument is slowly fading. One young Hmong musician in Anchorage wants to change that, and now he's got the Rasmussen Foundation behind him. Michelle Terrio has the story.
In his hands, Ricky Shua Vang holds a musical instrument made of bamboo pipes, hollowed and steamed to pliable softness. It's called a cane, and to Vang, it holds the key to keeping Hmong culture alive in America. The 28-year-old was born in Laos, but fled the country along with hundreds of thousands of his countrymen during the Vietnam War. Vang moved to America at the age of 10. One of the first things his father did was insist that he learn to play the instrument. It's a painstaking process. A single song can take months or even years to master. Now he's a professional.
We mainly use a cane for funeral, but other than that, we can use performing like a ceremony or New Year celebration and everywhere.
The instrument is made out of 6 bamboo reed pipes held together with a body of tree bark. Instruments are usually built back in Thailand. There are no cane makers in Alaska. In fact, nobody in Alaska even knows how to fix a cane, should one break.
These days, I know how to play, but I don't know how to repair, you know, when they break down.
But thanks to a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation, that's about to change. Later this summer, Vang will travel to Fresno, California, home to the largest population of Hmong in the United States. He'll spend a month learning to repair the instruments. He worries that young Hmong are abandoning traditional culture and religion, trading animist beliefs for Christian churches in America. Knowledge of how to play the cane is gradually going away.
Since we moved to the United States, they have option. They can chain and they can go to church and they don't have to practice the traditional cane.
The music is more than entertainment. It has a religious purpose in Hmong culture too. And nowhere is it more important than at a Hmong funeral, where songs are believed to guide a departed soul home to rest with its ancestors.